Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Yeah, you know him. You probably like him. We also got David Wayne.
Can I get a hell yeah? Shout out to Beja Bunker.
All right.
Our guest this week is Orlando-Tampa crossover, Jarrett Moore.
Hey, yay! Guys. Hey, Matt, Steven, and David's mom, whoever listens to this podcast.
He's our day walker, I guess.
Jorge listens.
Yeah. Jorge Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah. Shout him out like every episode.
Nick Noble said he listens, too. I was like, holy crap, yeah. Two people.
Oh, man. That's nice.
I was like, that I know of that have said that they listen to it. I was like, God.
We're like the cigarette industry. We ride hard on our very small base. Like, you guys will like it no matter what we do. You're hooked now.
It's a very niche two-person fan base. Just talk about Jorge Gonzalez's favorite color. He's like, that is awesome. Like, tell all my friends about this. It's all like, purple related.
It's like you're talking directly to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why he likes it, he says, because he feels like he's like sitting in the room with us because he knows us. So well, it's like
that thing.
It's personal.
The thing Lewis talked about on Legion, like with the kid eating ice cream next to the picture of everyone eating ice cream. What listening to podcasts is like.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. 100% true.
Yeah, especially when they start talking over you.
Well, especially if you know them. Like, you know, it's like, it's got to be hard for like Rogan or somebody, you know, a huge podcast. Or like when they meet someone, like everyone knows all about Rogan, but he has no idea anything about this person.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like a weighted conversation.
Yeah, it's just
not
like...
even.
Yeah, where they're just like, oh, God, I remember this. And he's like, yeah, it happened to me. I remember. And then I knew nothing about you, Steve.
I was watching this how nerdy I am. I was watching Game Grumps. I don't know if anyone else watches that shit. It's just dudes doing like a Let's Play and like kind of goofing on it. But like they were talking about they were
say
at a
Let's
con-
Play?
Let's Play.
Let's Play, what's that?
You play a video game and like you talk about it and like you stream it. Well, you don't stream it, you record it.
Kind of like Twitch.
Yeah, except pre-recorded
and it's not live.
Edited. But he was talking about like how he met someone at a con one time, and the guy just came up and just started talking to him in quotes and like would not engage with him like a person. Yeah. He was like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
So what, he was quoting his
work back to him, basically. Can you imagine that, someone coming up to you and just like reciting your bits, and you're like, cool, man, how you doing? He's like, and dick, he's like, after dick. Like,
yeah. Creamy.
You're like, what is your name?
I'm pretty moist right now. What?
It's like, don't remember the context at all. He's like, get away from me, man. Yeah.
Who sent you?
That's what Luke Wilson was saying about like all the movies that he's done. He's done a shit ton of movies if he hadn't started them. And he said people will come up and just start quoting Idiocracy to him. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Not now, I'm baiting.
I like money. We should hang out. It's no time for a latte right now.
What a way to troll celebrities, though. You just go up to them and... I mean, like, certain comics get that. I know, like, Jim Gaffigan gets, like, Pop-Tart all the time.
Did someone lose their Make-A-Wish kid?
Hot Pockets, that's it. Yeah, Hot Pockets. He's like, I'll be walking through an airport, and someone will just be like, Hot Pockets! And he's like... Yeah, thanks. Like, he's like, what do I say to that shit?
I heard William Shatner gets that a lot, too, because, like, he hates Star Trek. Like, he's totally not into it, and he's on this nerd boy fantasy. Oh, remember that? He's like, no, I don't care.
Did you know how much coke I was on?
Imagine Gavigan, like, yeah, that's great. Who is that guy?
Oh, just that little side voice?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Leave me alone.
Oh, that'd be good. Just talk to somebody normally.
That's not a bit. He really is schizophrenic.
Dead pocket. Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible. The only thing I try to do is just try to just insert my little mannerisms into the scene. Like me going like, or... fuck.
Yeah, but if you ever get famous one day, people are just going to walk by you in the airport going, you're going to be like, oh, God, what did I do?
No, they're not going to walk by
you.
That's what you say. But, I mean, I'm sure Chappelle thought, you know, I'm Rick James, bitch, was hilarious until everyone says it at every one of his fucking shows.
And that's when he left for Africa.
Man, I'm with my kids. Can you not call me a bitch at this
Yeah, right?
the Mickey Mouse one was like, I'm Rick James, man. Yeah,
takes his hat off and like destroys all the kids there and horrifies them. Yeah. I need a photo with him, but I got to prove it's me. So he takes his hat off.
Didn't you say like they didn't know Mickey Mouse was Puerto Rican? Are any of your friends, Jared, are any of your friends character actors? Do you know anybody that works at Disney?
No, I think a couple comics in Orlando. I think Justin Lawson was a character actor for a bit. You know, Preacher's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the funnier of the two Lawsons. Like, if it's like an Eddie Murphy and a Charlie Murphy, right, then Justin is the Charlie Murphy.
I hear he's the gay one.
What? I don't corroborate that. Well,
like, spreading rumors.
Preacher talks about one of his brothers being gay. Is it not Justin?
I don't think it's Justin.
He's got another brother who's gay.
I don't know that much about him.
That would suck, like being the family member. Is
Justin's funny. That's all. Justin's rails.
Yeah. Well, he lives in L.A. now, so if he was gay, he's probably in the Mecca.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's going places John Jacobs couldn't.
Exactly.
Or refused to.
Yeah, exactly. Kept his mouth closed when he shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying?
I guess what I was
allegedly. Yeah, this is all like we have no idea. I don't know. I did a show with him once, but other than that, I don't know.
Whoa, John Jacobs?
No, with Justin.
No, I'm saying John Jacobs. He didn't suck the dick all the way to the top.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. He didn't go all the way down the base. You gotta
quitter.
Yeah. You gotta go balls deep.
Suck that dick. What are you, gay?
Only going halfway down the shaft, you fucking pussy.
Ignoring the balls. Yeah.
Just imagine.
My point of asking if you knew any character actors was like, I had a bunch of friends that were that worked at Disney, and they were like, one of them was Winnie the Pooh, and she hated it because she had to work at the Rainforest Cafe, and like every 30 minutes they would have like crazy dance minute. Nice. And so like these sirens or something would just start.
Oh, and
like,
she'd have going to go off and dance.
So she'd have to like dance as Winnie the Pooh, just like, yay.
Every like 30 minutes? Fuck
not,
that.
Not
job.
For 30 minutes, but.
No, like, every 30 minutes a thing will go off.
Yeah, it was called like Dancy Dance Party or
was
something.
Was it like a steam
like
whistle?
Yeah.
I'd form a union and be like, can we do this once an hour maybe? Like.
Yeah, and I had a buddy that was Goofy.
The character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say.
I had a Goofy friend. Okay.
Hey, man.
Well, you're not supposed to talk, and that was when there was this controversy that came out almost like 10 years ago now that went like... Tigger knocked out a little kid.
That's his word.
Well, yeah. He's
wait, he punched a little kid.
So this kid was like reaching at his zipper, and like you could see, they had it on video, and you could see him just trying to get him to stop. And he like the way he reached back, he didn't like hit him that hard, but just enough that the kid was like.
Oh, it just fell off.
It just fell off and like passed out or whatever. And they're like, Tigger attacked him.
Put him down. Put down that poor
guy in
the
safari hat
kid.
Comes out with blow darts.
They all have collars on or whatever. Or they're just like chained just to whatever.
Throwing net over.
Oh god, that's right. I forgot you went to UCF too, didn't you?
Yeah.
So like so these are like kids that went to college with you.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm working on a goddamn master's, and here I am singing Winnie the Pooh every half an hour.
They're dressed like Winnie the Pooh with the head off, just smoking. Like I should just stripped. It's more dignified.
They it was during the summer that they had to work. It was like 15 minutes on, 45 off because it was so goddamn hot.
Oh yeah, you got those heavy suits.
Yeah, and so like the guy that played Goofy, he said that like it took him like 30 minutes just to change into it. So you'd work for 15 minutes, be taking it off for 30. Because it's, like, layered and all this shit.
Do they have a battery of questions to ensure they're not putting furries in those costumes?
Probably not.
Just a guy dressed like Donald Duck just rubbing his, like, crotch patch all day.
Oh, and then someone else has to wear it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Imagine. Like, I'm going to leave my seat in here for the next person.
Donald, you can't be grinding on the turnstile all day. It's not me, it's my fursona.
He's just like, he just like comes everywhere, dude. First Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
They're all dead.
They're supposed to be screening these weirdos.
It's Disney, though. I imagine their hiring process is probably really extensive. Because you're going to be around kids and shit all day. You can't be a psycho.
I feel like you kind of need to be a psycho to deal with children all day.
How prone are you to heat stroke or, follow-up question, litigation?
How easy is it to break you?
That's right, because doesn't Justin have a bit about being one?
Yeah, it was something about, like, he was, like, the queen of hearts.
That's
like,
right. Yeah. It's hilarious, dude.
Like,
I remember seeing
it. He had
that.
To fill in, like, he's normally, like, Tigger or whatever, but he had to be the queen of hearts for a day because the queen of hearts dropped out, and then, like, all the old, like, Disney dads were, like, sexually harassing him. They're like, hey, baby. And, like, somebody, like, grabbed his ass, and he's like, yo, you better back the fuck up.
That'll sound like no queen.
That's
weird that
ever.
Disney dads are like groping up the. Oh, come here, Cinderella.
Well, they just weird golf dads.
They shouldn't be serving alcohol there.
That's true.
Like they got to find their fun somewhere. It's not the teacups or Haunted Mansion. It's like quasi raping a dude in a costume.
Yeah. While drunk on Budweiser's. Yeah. America.
$33 Budweiser's. In Disney.
Yeah, right.
Dripping Mai Tai on his costume. Oh.
If he didn't look like my wife, I'd want to fuck. That's the greatest thing ever. Somebody in the the Queen of Hearts costume say, "You better back the fuck off."
What was it? The one from the Tim Burton movie with like the giant fucked up head?
I wasn't there, man. I don't know the specifics.
I know, it'd be the one from Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah, the one from Alice in Wonderland, but like the Johnny Depp one, the like one she has a giant head, like Helena Bonham Carter or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one that always ends up in a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
They just can't not go without Helena Bonham Garner. Carter, whatever her name is.
Okay?
No.
7 and minor stroke. Hello, Carter.
Carter.
Stuck in a loop. Yeah.
Pretty much.
You got to reset,
Matt. Someone smack Matt. That's how you fix shit back in the day when it's skipping, you just hit it.
Womanly emotions are getting the best of him. Hysterics.
Beat him out. Beat it out of him.
Yeah.
So Kendrick Lamar, guys. What?
Oh, yeah.
You guys were talking about that before. I don't know the story. What happened with Kendrick Lamar?
So he's at a concert. And you know how, like, the Foo Fighters or whatever is like, oh, we're going to play Everlong. Who knows how to play guitar? And then
he brought a white girl on stage.
Yeah,
I did see that.
That's what happened. And he sang Mad City. And the chorus to Mad City is not white girl appropriate to say.
Right.
It's about 50% a word that a white girl shouldn't be saying in front of a mob of people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I put it on Kendrick, though.
Like, oh, yeah, it's kind of his fault.
He knew the song that he was bringing
her
up for.
Yeah, it's his song, and he picked the girl. It wasn't like she just, like, won a contest. It's like, oh, it's a raffle. Guess you gotta
We're gonna test this bitch out today.
It's not the first time he fucked a chubby white chick. Just the first time on stage.
But I'm tis.
Yeah.
That was wild, though.
I mean, in her defense... Like you said, I was raised, you sing the song right or you don't sing it at all.
Yeah, it's like, if I have all that pressure on me, like, I'm not going to fuck up his song.
Yeah.
Start doing my own, like, edits.
How
I'm not going to remix Mad City. It's
how awkward.
As it is.
And she didn't say it with a hard R, though, did she?
No,
it was an awkward UH.
Oh,
it
It
wasn't like a...
Well, it's a white girl, so she has no rhythm as it is.
Yeah,
you know what
it
I mean?
Was
so.
Like, it went high, then, like, it was a really low, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, like, I hate watching awkward moments. Like, even if they're scripted for movies and stuff, that's so cringeworthy.
Yeah, like cringe
right
comedy?
When I saw, when I saw what it was, I was like, I don't need to watch that.
Yeah,
I know exactly what happens.
How much more awkward would it have been if she asked first?
Yeah, just like,
she was just like, by the way, can I say...
Well, the beat drops, the DJ's going, the audience is screaming, so at that point you're kind of like, can we pause for a second? You just got to go with it at that point. You know, she just dove in head first, but it was
good on
a shallow end of the pool,
apparently. She just edited it to honky. Where are you from, my honky?
Cracker.
A cracker would be better.
Cracker with an A, not a hard R. You can't put the R on there. That's racist.
Don't be appropriating the song.
Someone's probably going to try
the plight of crackers.
Get her fired from her job at IHOP.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No, she's a receptionist somewhere. Come on. I won these tickets to work. With like her friend and shit. Well, she's with like her black friend, you know, in the office.
I wanted through.
So I need someone to go to Kendrick Lamar with me. She's like, I love Kendrick. So then she goes.
I wanted through a radio contest. I still listen to radio.
Yeah. God.
No, that's crazy.
I wonder if she could get fired from her job for that.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. You can get fired for anything.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Yeah. I saw...
yeah, the second they find out where you work. Oh,
you
shit.
Know the YouTube sensation Lil Tay?
I've heard of her.
It's a 9-year-old, and like, she has, like, rich John parents.
Talked about
yeah. yeah, and then she just, like, throws, like, $100 bills, like, fuck you, broke-ass bitches. I'm flexing on all y'all. Got my McLaren, got my whip right here. I'll buy your family. Like, is this a little 9-year-old?
Is she rich?
I guess her mom was, like, a wealthy real estate agent in, like, Vancouver. Okay. And then they found out that that was her kid, and she got fired from the real estate firm for her kid just acting like an asshole on YouTube. So it's like, you can't work for us anymore. You shouldn't be giving that kid money.
Right.
And then they
fired her. The parent can get fired for the kid's stupid
shit. Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, I guess it's a reflection, but damn. Oh, I would be...
obviously she's allowing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
She's kind of like...
Well, the thing
fueling
is,
fueling it like she was like Lil Tay's manager.
How mad?
Ew. Like,
oh, yeah. I was gonna say, how mad do you think she would be at like her nanny who was actually spending time with that kid?
Oh, she had no idea. It was just like the house is Esmeralda just teaching her how to flex.
No. Esmeralda, can I see you in the garage?
She just keeps showing her pictures. She's like, who's this? She's like, bitches. Who are these? Bitches. Broke ass.
She's like, we
got it. She's ready for YouTube.
It's like some Spanish woman. Yeah. She's like, we gonna turn this little white girl out. And then they just like start trying to make money off her and shit.
Like the cash me outside girl.
Oh, gosh.
She's teaching her how to take her rings off.
Mm-hmm. In case she gets into a scrap.
Yeah. All right, here's the best way to take off your hoop earrings. Because there's no way she doesn't have hoop earrings.
No, no way.
Her name's Lil Tay. I haven't heard that one yet. I know there's like some shitty mumble rappers. All in Lil. There's this Lil Zan. Or Zan. I think it's like Xanax. I guess he was addicted to Xanax. And he's got like all these face tattoos. He's like 20-something, but he looks like he's 12.
I forget if I ever told you guys.
He's horrible.
I lived in these like slummy apartments in downtown Palm Harbor. And the people who lived diagonally across from me, it was like two duplexes. I was walking by, they had their door open, and they were just like crushing up Xanax on the table and just snorting them.
Oh, yeah.
The door wide open, and there's like a baby in a swing behind them. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Oh, no.
This is amazing.
Did you take a photo?
Like train spotting.
It's like an extra scene from The Shining. Like,
there's some guy in a bear costume that worked at Disney.
I gotta go to work. I need these to get through the next 15-minute shift.
Those dance breaks. I need to get some Molly.
that was one of my neighbors, and the ones directly across from us, they refuse. Like everybody refused to pay for trash, so they just use our trash cans. Like four different buildings use our trash can.
Wait, you had to pay for like like the ones that you wheel out to the street?
Trash service, yeah, like water and trash service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was an option to not have that.
Well, most places include it in the rent. They make you have to get it.
Yeah.
So they didn't pay, and like. I would stop letting them fill ours because, like, there wasn't enough room.
Did you put, like, a padlock on your garbage?
I think
garbage?
Something like that. Either that or we, like, rolled it up in our backyard. I
couldn't handle all the syringes laying around it.
No, they were the ones that sold the Xanax to the other people.
Oh, yeah, they were dealers.
Oh,
they,
there it is.
Feedback loop.
I remember them, like, weighing some weed once and just the baby sitting on the couch next to them.
I know how the hood works.
But when I moved out, the landlord was mad because I guess instead of them having trash service, they were just, like, fucking just like discus tossing their trash bags over the back fence. And there's just like dirty diapers and shit and just a bunch of squirrels.
It was like the hammer toss. They're just like swinging it around. Watch the distance on this one. Just chuck it over.
Yeah, see, the trick is to load all the heavy stuff on the bottom.
It was like 6 feet high all the way around behind their fence.
Holy shit.
Because they were doing it for months.
God, but that shit smelled so bad.
It was rancid.
It sounds like that Simpsons episode where he like gets in a fight, goes on
strike or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it like, just starts coming up
he's
through
like,
the
good
golf
news,
course.
We've been cut off from our trash service. He's like, God damn it, Homer. And they have like Diaper Hill.
It starts coming up through the golf course. They got to like tamp it down and it just pops up other places.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is this? It was that's when they started shoving all the trash underneath Springfield. Yeah. And then, like, Ned Flanders had buried a bunny. They're like, please take Mr. Bunny up to heaven, and then it just explodes out of the ground.
Like a zombie?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like,
we had Mount Trashmore in Virginia. We got two of them. This is a real thing. Like what they did, I remember as a kid going to the first one, like you just
look. Wait, there's like a tourist attraction in Virginia?
Yeah, well, like it's like, you get the kids. Yeah, it's not a tourist. It's a park, though. It's like a big city park in Virginia Beach.
Just David climbing a mountain, pulling like a steel trash can lid behind him.
Yeah, no, that's where people go because it's so flat. When it does snow there, that's where everyone goes. And they'll bring like trash can lids.
What?
And they'll go down. I swear to God, dude. It's a mountain. It's a giant mountain. What is
When okay, I was so a kid. There's a gigantic mountain of trash in Virginia
and
called Mount Trashmore.
People sled down it.
When I went as a kid,
what?
You would fill it up.
We were tough back then.
Everyone was dumping their trash there. And then what happens is the grass and shit like grows over it. Like they put dirt down and grass. So it looks just like a giant mountain. But there's trash underneath of it.
There's concession booths where you can get GTMs.
Yes. Yeah. They do soapbox derbies down it. There's a skate park there. Like, I mean, they built like this whole thing up.
Dude, that
it's
shit
called
can
Mount
catch
Trashmore.
On, it could catch on
well,
fire.
That was funny. There was a local...
Like methane? Like it's just, yeah. Made a volcano. Yeah. Basically.
They did a local radio
it's
station.
Yellowstone.
A local just Budweiser cans falling.
Oh, yeah.
You think Hawaii's bad.
Yeah. Dude, it was called FM99's a radio station, and they did an April Fool's Day joke where they said that methane gas was leaking out of Mount Trashmore to avoid that. And it's, like, near a major interstate. So, like, people were, like, not taking the interstate. They were avoiding it because they thought it was going to blow up.
Yeah,
like the whole city, dude. They got fired for that. It was hilarious. Like all these fines and shit. That's one of the best April Fool's Day pranks ever.
How do you get a Mount Trashmore in Virginia when it clearly belongs to South Dakota?
I don't know. There's two of them though.
There's two trash.
Wait,
mountains.
So there's the West Virginia Trashmore, and then there's the no. Standard Trashmore.
I hope there's a rivalry between the two.
No, like, the second one's bigger.
It's two street gangs.
See, like if you're a like. Up to what was it like the little trash more? You could be up to like 12 years old, and then
you
could move up to the
you
other
know what they
big.
Should do is what? Make like sculptures, like actual Mount Rushmore, or just like white trash icons. Like you have like Toby Keith's face made just out in the Trashmore.
Are you
Alan
saying,
Jackson?
Is it like one of them's got like the Black Diamond Path?
Oh my god.
You gotta compete with some guy who's trying to steal your French girlfriend. You ski down the
go down the syringe slalom.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of drugs there and shit for sure. But
there would have to be.
No,
there's
no way there's not drugs in Mount Trashmore.
But no, but now when it snows, because it's the only hilly place in Virginia, so people go there with like trash can lids and go shooting down them and shit.
Are there just rats all along the base?
No, it's really clean, actually. The public park's clean.
Aside from the trash. It's a mountain.
You can't see it.
What do you mean it's clean?
It's covered with grass and shit. It looks like a park. Like you wouldn't even know there's trash.
Just Febreze over the dead bodies. Yes.
What do you mean it's covered
Jimmy
with grass?
Jimmy Hoffa's
like,
in there.
Like they drag a sheet of AstroTurf
over it? No, like it's just, it's grown over it. I don't know how to explain it.
Wait, do they continuously dump new trash?
No. It's done now. That's
it's
what I'm
old
saying.
Trash.
Oh, okay, so I thought it was every year. And then like it just
That's
gets
what
bigger.
I thought too.
Like you want to add like a jump, you throw away your bike.
No, they did it for like a couple years.
Doesn't it get smaller? Like his milk jugs decompose and shit.
There's one in Florida too, apparently.
It's all styrofoam.
Yeah. The entire thing weighs 3 pounds.
It's packing peanuts all the way to the top.
Yeah.
See? And it's got like the Virginia State seal on it.
Of course it does.
There's one of those in Florida too.
Yeah, there's one in Florida.
There's
it popped
Florida
up.
Trashmore that Let me see. Drive by.
Yeah, but nobody rides on ours.
I think that one's
well,
because like
it doesn't snow here.
Off.
But yeah, that's it's just
if
so like
snowed,
the grass
you would ride
over
on the
it.
Trash.
Sure.
Oh, that's so great.
It's a seal of Virginia, okay?
Of course
it's
they
It's one
would.
Of our
of course
staples.
They put a seal of Virginia on a gigantic mound of trash.
That's right.
I bet that thing costs like $50 million, too.
No, it was everyone no. dumped their trash there for years.
It
was like a free land post.
No, the fact that it's since it's like somehow the government has like its
seal?
Its seal on it. Somehow it went from everybody's dumping their trash to somehow it's actually worth like $100 million.
Oh yeah, like well yeah, they probably squeeze the taxpayers and shit. Yeah, that. Well, it's off 264, which is the interstate. They used to have toll booths there because that's how you get to Virginia Beach, the ocean
toll
front.
The trash route.
Yeah, no. The tolls to Virginia Beach, the ocean front. It used to be 10 cents, but they took it away because people just avoided it.
Do you know how crazy like government acquisition shit is?
No.
Like, all right, so there's this book called, like, the FAR regulations. It's, like, the federal acquisition regulations, I think. Okay. It's something
so, like
eminent
domain type stuff?
No. It's, like, their purchasing procedure. It's, like, 3,000 pages long.
Ew.
And it's like...
It gets, so that's been 20,000 on the hammer. And
so only, like, Hermes Conrad can do it.
Here's what it does. It gets so granular. Yeah. It's like you have to spend X amount with like women-owned business. You have to spend X amount with veteran-owned businesses. You have to spend X amount with like... So what they'll try to do is like... And it all has to be American manufactured. Like, right. That's the big
rule.
Of
course.
Unless you can...
Only Americans can make Trash Mountain.
Unless you can't buy it from America. Like if it's lethal injection drugs. But like if it's anything else...
Right.
Then it's like... So basically what they'll try to do is they'll try to get it through one source that's all American. And it's like... A female disabled veteran who's like also kind of retarded and like the
holy shit, and she's gay.
Yeah, and she's gay.
So like, they just get a college brochure and it's like we need to buy stuff from everyone featured on the front of this pamphlet.
Yeah, they'll put out for bids and it's like, what is the most granular, insane like restrictions we could put on this? Like I saw some of the requisitions when I worked for an agency. I'm not going to say which, but it's just crazy the levels it gets to. And
yeah.
So that's why everything costs them a fortune because they're like, well, we have to hit this box, this box, this box, this box, this box. So they're like, let's do them all at once.
Right. So like everybody on this Red Cross pamphlet is somebody we can buy from.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Oh, and did you see the TSA, too? Like, they spent, like, I think it was, like, $5 million or something like that for, like, the randomization, like, for who gets, like, checked. It's like an arrow goes to the left or to the right, and they spent, like, $5 million on that. And some guy's like, I have this for an app. It cost me, like, $2.30 to make this.
Yeah.
It's like, it just went left or right. That's all it did. It was, like, millions of dollars.
Yeah,
just to have a light go left or right.
Yeah, just so they could avoid the liability. It's like, oh, that was racist. It wasn't me.
No,
it was the robot.
Well, that's the thing is they had. You know how much money it cost to program
racism into.
Yeah, you know how long it took to program someone with a brown face to have to go to the left. It took a long time, Jared. All right,
that's
where the money went.
It has that iPhone facial recognition. It's like, well, Muslim, going to the left.
For sure. He's brown, turban, nope, got a beard, you're over here.
If everyone could just line up, white, brown, white, brown, white, brown, we can get you guys in the line. It's totally random.
Would have saved a lot of money.
It's like a locked video game character, you're going to the left. Yeah. You can't get any light on that.
That reminds me of after 9/11 happened and they made that... The terrorism thing? What?
What was 9/11 again?
It was a movie with Matt McConaughey or something.
7/11 plus 2.
Something like that. Or there was a concert, I think. Well,
Live Aid, that's
all. The terrorism threat level, like that like goes from like purple, orange, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cost them like $50 million to make that and be like, high terrorism, lower terrorism.
Oh, for the color system?
Terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it has been below like, okay, I'm out of terrorism. I don't think it's ever gotten down to that.
Like,
it's
what changes depending on the levels? Like, exactly. When we're at orange o'clock, like, what do they do differently?
Orange o'clock.
Because we're kind of, like, it's pretty tense, like, all the fucking time, like, at the airport. It's never like, oh, man, we're on green. I don't give a fuck. Take the water bottle through.
Yeah.
That was green time.
Because they're like, all right, you need to be very vigilant. I'm like, where? We can't tell you.
All the time.
But be on your toes.
Yeah, it's just an imaginary, like, threat level that's just out there.
Yeah.
We're at orange. Well, what does that mean? I don't know. Just we're at orange.
It's like some people in a room were like, all right, we're going to use this.
Yeah, you think that threat level should be like a person. That's like the guys on the weather like, oh, it's 72, but it feels like 74 today. Like, what's that feels like shit? what are you basing that on? It's kind of personal.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like my threat levels are green. I'm not scared at all.
Yeah, the guy's like my size. Well, he's like 400 pounds. He's like, but it feels like 180. Well, you're like, I don't think that's going to apply to me.
What sort of bizarre android are you that you can feel the temperature that specific degree?
Like, it's a human barometer. Or I guess it'd be a thermometer.
The weatherman's a machine.
He's a robot.
And he's still wrong.
He spent $5 million on this goddamn machine to tell us to go left or right.
he's the yeah, what's the high and lows?
Yeah, now we have this one that tells if it's hot or cold.
He just does the highs and lows.
How's it feel today, robot? Hot.
That's why I love the Family Guy weatherman. It's fucking windy. I don't need to say fucking.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. Thanks, Ollie. It's like he just gets to the point and in and out.
It's right on airport. It's right sideways.
The one time they got high or something and he was just like really slow. It was hilarious. Or he was like spoke normal or yeah. something. It was fucking hilarious.
It was a great character.
Yeah.
Ollie Williams. I remember the first time I saw that, like, somebody got really mad at Ollie Williams going, it's gonna rain.
Wait, somebody that you knew or someone on the show?
It was like after the episode Society? Aired, like of course somebody had one of the like
Hurry,
the op eds or whatever about like there's like how dare you put Ollie Williams on there with It Gone Rain.
Hari Kondalabu is like, I cannot believe more yeah. animated
yeah.
racism.
I shared that Short Circuit clip. Because it was like 32 years ago that movie came out, and I love that movie, even though it's racist as fuck.
Oh, is that the one with the Indian dude?
Yeah, he was a white guy, though.
Okay.
But they put him in Indian face. I don't even know if it's a thing. But,
yeah, is it
or curry face. Curry face, that's what it was.
And that's what they prefer.
But the movie, yeah, that's the preferred vernacular for that. But I love that movie as a kid because it was like a talking robot that like yeah. fought crime and shit. It was awesome. Or he just wanted to be himself.
I just like his ability to read. And you know. Just flip through the books like nothing.
Yeah, and then you like
data, more data,
yeah, input,
input. That's what
input.
It was.
Need input.
Johnny Five Alive.
Yeah, I'll give you some input.
The favorite line is like, "Hey, laser lips, your mother was a snowblower." Because he's talking to another robot. Because yeah. like he was designed for the defense, and I guess he got struck by lightning and became. For anyone who doesn't know, he became like a
self-aware.
Yeah, self-aware, his own robot. So and he changed like his laser on his shoulder to like a utility pack. It has like an umbrella in it. You know, for those rainy days, so he doesn't you know electrocute himself. When, I guess.
Yeah.
When do you think they're gonna remake that? Short Circuit.
Oh man,
I don't know. Johnny Depp will be in it or some shit.
Maybe an Indian curry guy face. With white face.
No, like no Johnny Depp because he did Tonto, so he'll be in curry face in that movie. You know, he did Tonto from the Lone Ranger,
yeah.
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was.
But they like swore him in, like real Native Americans, like swore him in to like be a. I don't know how it works, but like I guess they adopted him.
Oh yeah, that's weird that like Native Americans can just like don people.
That's how it works.
Native Americans.
But yeah, but see, then,
oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah
like
and it's like
yeah.
official too. It's not like when oh, somebody yeah. like gives you a black card. It's like, oh, you could say it when it's just you and me. But like right, they're like yeah. actually like documented no. like Native Americans.
That's how if a Native American family like comes to you and they want to adopt you, you are now accepted by all Native Americans.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Unless you try to get money from the government, then they're like, no,
oh,
you're
yeah.
not. That's where the blood shit comes in.
Okay,
mm-hmm. And it's like, that's our casino.
Can you get to the point where like? You know, the local law enforcement has no jurisdiction over your house.
Yeah, where you're like...
like true Native American.
You're like diplomatic diplomacy, or what is it called?
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, that yeah. that shit. I don't know if that works for Native
Americans. I don't think
that's
the thing for Native
no,
Americans.
No, that's people like from
yeah,
other countries.
Diplomats.
But...
that's the first part of the word.
No, but I thought it was just like if you're from another country, they can't fuck with you, right?
Is it anybody from another country, or is it just like
I don't
like
think
foreign
that's
dignitaries like on like government duties?
Diplomatic immunity?
Just be great, like have an entire like.
I thought that was just a, yeah, so you don't like you can't get in trouble for
yeah.
shit you did in office.
Could have like an
pretty much what it is.
Because
like,
I've had tons of Mexican friends that were arrested. They didn't
I'll
have
brag about it.
Immunity. That was.
Oh, I guess
everybody.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Listen right. to Jerry.
Well, you if you're white, you gotta like if you're a South African, you can come over and do what you want. But
yeah,
fair enough.
If you're a Mexican, I mean, though, nah, you
I thought
can't.
That was just being American. Like, I can go wherever I want and be an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because, like, as long as you don't kill me, then, like, it's... Yeah.
But it's free speech, not freedom from consequences, Matt.
That's what it was.
Try to get you back, which is wild. Do you see those kids that went to North Korea? Like, we just got them back?
Oh, yeah.
Leave them. Who yeah. the fuck goes to North Korea?
Dennis like, Rodman.
Yeah. What? Yeah, just, yeah okay, Dennis Rodman, you're safe. But anybody else, why would you vacation in North Korea? It's like, I'm going to take time off from work and go to North Korea.
Yeah.
Like, that's not yeah. really a vacation hotspot.
Yeah.
There's no Sandals Resort.
I got to imagine Kim Jong-un was just happy that a guy who looks weirder than him came over. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, someone made this as a goof in the character creator, this dude.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he's just NBA 2K, just randomized. I'm like, oh, what the fuck happened to him? There's a glitch in the
like,
system.
The dude,
need to call EA.
He looks like a Twisted Metal character that
you,
came to life.
The dude you see randomly in GTA Online, you're like, ah! Why did someone make that?
Why is he still wearing that wedding dress from 96? Yeah.
God, he was married to, like, Carmen Electra, wasn't he?
Yeah. Was at one point. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. Banged Madonna, all these people. God.
She must have pegged the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. A little, like, 5'4" white woman fucking a 6'10" black guy.
It's easier when he's bent over on the bed like that.
Oh, for sure. But still, it's just an awkward sight.
The logistics of it all.
Yeah, but they do that all the time. Didn't the kid go over somewhere else and got killed because of that? Or he got went to jail? And
happens all the time.
There's like, a guy that got
not just North Korea, like other countries. Like Americans are so dumb, they go over there thinking, I can do what I want. And then the country's like, no, you can't.
Did they like cane somebody in Taiwan or Japan?
Singapore.
They cane in other countries too. But yeah, just like if you steal anything, like you cut off your hands.
The kid in the 90s that got caned in Singapore was caned because he spit out his gum on the sidewalk.
Yep. Something stupid like that.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
They don't fuck
around. Well, I mean, I just watched, on
Amazon Prime, there's I Need You to Be Funny. It's a documentary about the guy that owns Magoobies, I think. Mm-hmm.
Baltimore?
No, not Magoobies. The one in Minnesota.
No clue.
It's like a big club that a lot of people go to. Anyway, he's a Chinese guy, but he's like a huge
fan. Whoa, hey.
Yeah, well, no, he's a big fan of comedy, and he opened a comedy club. Yeah, right. And he loves... Middle. Like, and a lot of comics, like, love going to that club because he gets it right. I forget which one it is. But anyway, so he brings, like, Tom Segura and two other comics. I don't remember their names. Pete Lee and Chad Daniels. So they all go and do a run over in Asia. And they go to Singapore. And they're, like, when they get off the plane, there's, like, signs in, you know, whatever their language is. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Cantonese? I don't know. Anyway. And then, but it's also in English. And it says, like, pretty much, don't fuck around. We will kill you.
Yeah.
At the airport, like, they're getting off the plane, there's signs that say that, and they're like, holy shit. So then, like, the guy with him, his name's the Chinese guy that owns it, I can't think of his name. But they were just, he's just like, yeah, don't, like, they were afraid to go out to eat, because they were like, I don't want to fuck up and do something wrong, because that kid got caned for spitting out gum on the sidewalk.
And also, they don't want something to crawl off their plate at the restaurant.
That's like, true. So they, like, followed him around, like, they only ate when he went out, so they're, like, going with him and shit. They went to Macau in China, they went to Singapore, and they went to...
Macau, gambling capital of the world.
Yeah, they went there, and then I think Hong Kong or something. It's really interesting, because you see, like, local comics over there, and it's all in English. So I guess in Singapore, you would think it'd be illegal, but like it's so underground that I guess the government doesn't really know about it yet.
Well, like Ari talked about
comedy?
That. Ari talked about smoking weed in China because he was like, you just do it in the street and like it's crazy illegal, but they have no idea what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
What?
They just don't know what it smells like.
No, in Singapore, like if you're to write like a screenplay or a movie or like do an actual play, like you have to submit it to the government and they'll tell you like this is okay. You have to take this out because, you know, they're like fucking communists as shit. So, but comedy, they still have freedom of speech, so there's like, but no one really knows about it. It's like underground, like in clubs and shit. It's like speakeasy comedy. Hmm. So, like, the government, they're aware of it, so they said sometimes, like, secret agents or agents will come in, like, dressed as normals. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so it's like old Lenny Bruce, the cop sitting in the back.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, but, like, they don't fuck with them. They still, as long as they don't say, like, too much fucked up shit about the government, they don't really care. Plus, there's not that many people there anyway. It's not like they're selling out theaters. They're, like, at some fucking random bar.
I feel like the best comedy material is the kind that you have to filter through the government.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the best.
Did you see that Malaysian guy on Netflix that put out a special?
No.
It made me want to move to Malaysia. Like, he was just, like, the most, like, tepid, just, like, open, like, just nothing material. And it's, like, comedy, like, they've never heard in their lives before. Like, he had this joke about, like, he likes to go to hotels so he could steal little towels, and it got an applause break. And that was the joke. I like to go to hotels so I could take the little towels and toiletries.
Dude, like, over there.
I'm like, holy shit, I would be the goddamn George Carlin of Malaysia. I would destroy there.
Well, Russell Peters talks about that like when he goes to India. He's like, it's just so easy.
Oh, yeah, just everything. It's like they don't know what funny is. So you say something remotely humorous, like water cooler dad talk. They're like
finally,
oh my God.
Something that's not human suffering.
That's exactly what I was thinking. They're like, oh my God, it's not a man... dying in a puddle.
Our baby didn't get eaten by vultures today. That was hilarious.
There's someone,
hilarious
on stage
okay.
And they're not getting decapitated. This is the best thing.
There's
in
no
my
guillotine.
Life.
This place is awesome. It's hilarious.
And I had a beer.
Beer. They're like, are we allowed to laugh? Like looking around.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That would, dude, imagine if you went over there and you're like, oh, like, if that Malaysian dude's going to kill it, imagine me. And then you go over there and just eat shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That
was murdering, though. I've never seen a crowd go that crazy.
So, like the amount of laughter that you're like, this can't be real.
Yeah, it sounded like Dave Chappelle's audience in like the filming of Killing Him Softly. Yeah. Like at the Fillmore, like people going, whoop, whoop, whoop. It's like, for hotel towels? he's like, will you notice I'm overweight? And yeah, they were fucking
It was like
bananas.
A 90s Def Jam fucking
they
show.
They were crazy. Yeah. What?
Why is it British comics seem not to be able to hold a goddamn microphone? Like, every special I see with a British dude, he's got like
the... Oh, they have the Britney Spears headpiece and they talk with their hands and do
Yeah,
this.
Like it's a fucking TED Talk.
Yeah. I don't know. TED I'm not Talk fan of comedy.
You think they want the mic to cover up them fucking teeth.
I get it. I have bad teeth.
That's coming from me. I'm allowed to say that. My teeth are fucked, so it's
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. How much would it cost for you to fix
like
your teeth?
$14,000.
Jesus Christ.
That's
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, right.
Or
fix
you could
DW
do,
smile.
You could do one semester in college.
That's what I should get. Just get student loans and then just go get my teeth fixed.
Teeth with it.
That's right. Yeah. You think that'd work? Like, I need you to send this to Dr. So and so DDS. They're like, what? I'm going to dental school, kind of.
I'm homeschooled, but
I don't think that would work.
Get a student loan for homeschool.
How did you get your
I'm just going to go on YouTube. Learn how to floss.
How'd you get your teeth? Higher education.
That's right.
Could you just get like a grill?
I gum like the white. System.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect insert.
He can get Jolly's grill. He's not using it. What?
Sorry.
We're saying you can get a grill, but like a white one. Like you can just get like a porcelain grill, just the inserts.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, they have cheaper. Those. Like, that's what they're saying is a cheaper one. Like, I think Stopa has one.
Really?
For his front teeth. Yeah.
He
no,
does have,
Stopa
like,
has, he takes it out.
Distractingly white teeth.
Stopa has the little thing he puts on for his Trump joke, like his little black tooth.
No, he had his teeth come out, dude. He has
weird
fake
the
teeth.
First time I saw that.
I thought he had fake teeth in the front.
I don't think so.
There's one of those, like, what are they called?
The flip tooth?
No, it's like a thing you can pop
it's
out.
It's like those glasses. It's like he just flips his tooth up. He smokes through the hole.
This tooth's a convertible.
Flips it back down.
This is if I'm eating soft foods. He flips it up. This is when I have an apple, and he flips it down. Like, what the fuck?
That'd be great if you had a button for it. But it's just like a huge button. He's like, click.
Click, applesauce. Unclick, apple. Applesauce, apple.
Boom.
That's
Boom.
Silly.
There we go. Let's get on that, Dennis Friends.
Yeah.
Send
me your money for
button
teeth.
For flip up teeth.
No, Matt only knows real doctors.
Yeah.
Not these pussies that kill themselves because they can't handle mouths.
I know, it's crazy. Why is that the highest suicide for any doctor?
I have no idea.
Like, I don't understand.
I feel like that's something that people only do for money. Like, nobody's passionate about teeth.
Not,
I feel like that
I feel like
is
the,
like a portion
the
of
the ones
it.
That are really passionate about teeth. I think
yeah, I don't
want
to go to the dentist
crazy.
That's passionate about teeth.
Those are
that's
the ones you don't
want
to go to.
The one that I have back in Pensacola, he's awesome, but he is... Like, distracting, like, way too happy and cheery about telling you about your fucked up mouth. Mm. He's like, okay, that's...
Oh, he gets off on it?
Kinda. But it's almost like, it's almost like if you deal with children all day, and he's like very soft-spoken, but he's also very enthusiastic and optimistic. He's like, okay, so we're Gross. Just going to come in, and we're just going to gut your whole mouth? It's fine. It's great. It's, yeah.
Hey,
it's,
hey, buddy, do you floss?
I see you haven't been flossing.
You don't seem like you floss.
Yeah.
No, look at the big book of British smiles.
He just pulls out his puppet.
I just pictured... I just
killed Bucky Beaver about why you don't floss.
See, his two chompers.
Bucky Beaver starts working his way down.
Yeah. He turns into a pedophile. Maybe that's why they kill themselves.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just because they
guilt
stare into
of all
the,
that nitrous rape.
They stare into the abyss and it stares into that.
I just picture like...
it stares back.
I just picture... what's his face? The big guy that was the brother on... Everyone Loves Raymond when he was
Brad Garrett.
Yeah, when Brad Garrett was Jerry Seinfeld's mechanic, and he was like really too passionate about it. He's like, "You don't even know the car." And he like steals his car and shit. That's how the dentist is. He's just so. What's wrong with your mouth, huh? You're not flossing.
Yeah,
You don't even care about your gums.
Most of the people I know that that are dentists, like, they're nice, chill people. I was like, I don't seem mentally unstable. But
apparently they have a high suicide rate.
DW, do you feel like Brad Garrett is like Kurt Metzger with Andre the Giant disease? Like, he's got acromegaly.
Yeah. He kind of looks like him, too. He's in I'm Dying Up Here, the second season. I've been watching it. It's really good. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's great. Plays this guy named Tom Wilson, I think, is like an old, like, celebrity.
Didn't he do a prank show with kids, Brad Garrett?
Ew.
Like, that would scare TV the show. Something. That would be like a horror show. That guy's fucking huge.
Do you want to see your parents again? Yeah.
Just him walking into the room. He's a very statuesque man.
Yeah,
it's like that show Scare Tactics with Tracy Morgan. He would be the best host for that goonish monster, man.
Yeah, he already looks like a fucking evil villain.
Yeah. That crazy curly hair.
Yeah, him saying, like, do you want to see your parents again?
He looks like Jaws from James Bond.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that was the dude from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a guns don't kill people, I kill people. That's what his shirt said. That's Mr. Gilmore's jacket. That was Jaws.
It's funny that people were chasing after him. He clearly is not a fast man, but somehow he caught Shooter McGavin first and beat him up.
Yeah, right.
The guy that can barely speak.
Well, he's got longer strides, though, than other people. He's huge.
Yeah, one step is like two steps for you.
Yeah.
That's true. Gilbert Godfrey had a bit about that, about midgets. Just like he would just walk the same speed, and it's like, you're moving very quickly with your legs, and yet I'm catching up.
Not now. Gilbert Godfrey's fucking frail. Like, he had to be helped off the stage when I saw him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's getting that bad?
Yeah, he's like in his 70s, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Those Jews don't age well.
The what?
The Jews.
Jesus Christ.
It's a joke.
God. It's getting real Virginia in here.
Oh, come on.
Keep that don't trash more up. Shit.
I can't help it. I come from a town with a pile of trash, right? That's a goddamn city landmark, all right?
They fly around the dumpster fire.
It's on the tourist maps.
It is.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever heard of. Oh, yeah, Mount Trashmore.
You guys
just so
this?
Casual about
you
it.
You heard about this.
You know, everybody's town has a Mount Trashmore.
They did at one point.
Station wagon.
They did at one point, all right? We didn't have trash services.
And Iowa, my
I only friends. Caught it because of Steven. I'm like, they made their own little mini Mount Trashmore. That's what it popped into my head.
Yeah.
All they had to do was throw dirt on it, and then grass would have grown over it, and kids could have sledded down it in the summer, or in the winter.
Yeah, in Iowa, they have a burn barrel.
Like, oh, yeah.
Grandma's house, no trash. It's just a barrel
burn
in the
everything.
Backyard. You just burn all your garbage.
Leaves, anything. Yeah. They
that's
do it out
so
in,
hot out right
don't
now.
They do that in Norway? Hmm? Like, they do that in, like, Germany and Norway,
they
right?
Do it in the U.S., like, almost every state when you live in the middle of nowhere.
It reminds me of
people burn their own shit.
Of Sonny in Philly, like, Charlie just puts all the trash in the incinerator.
Yeah,
who gives this bar this good smoky smell? We're breathing trash fumes, Charlie.
Oh, man, I could just imagine him throwing a car battery in there.
That'd be good.
The real actor, not even like Charlie the character.
Yeah. Charlie Day, yeah, just doing it.
What's that? Is the guy's name actually Charlie Day?
His real name is Charlie Day.
It's Charlie Kelly.
On
the show. Charlie Kelly is on the show.
Charlie Day
in
is
real life.
Real life. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's easy.
Man, just Charlie.
Yeah.
If I was on a show, I'd definitely want to be called by my real name. That way, when I'm out in public, like the dude on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, he's still Carlton.
Yeah.
To this day. Like, he doesn't have a real name anymore.
Right.
Like, when he's, like
especially his name's fucked up. It's like Robinson Rubinzo, or what the fuck's his name?
Yeah, his wife calls him Carlton.
Yeah.
Like, he does a little dance with him.
It's something Rubinho. He's got three names. It's, like, hyphenated.
He's
got
to do the dance to get in the puss. He's like, no pussy until you do the dance.
Yeah, like Will Smith
put
was
on
called
your
Will.
He
was
Will Smith. He lucked out. He was called Will Smith on the show.
And Jazzy Jeff was just Jazz.
Honey,
so it was like he had his own name.
This is ridiculous. It's been 25 years. Put on the vest. Do the dance.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
God, that would suck.
Yeah.
Let's see, as his wife, like, makes him go to bed with the vest on. No pants.
No pants.
Just Donald ducking it to bed.
Waddles in. Again with this shit.
just a deluge of wetness after the dance. Nothing turns me on like the Carlton.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely a stockbroker or something. Systems analyst. Systems analyst.
You mean right. She's the one with the better career in that relationship?
He was on television for years.
I wonder how much the residuals are for Fresh Prince. Because they got to be pretty good.
He's probably doing well. I saw him on Dancing with the Stars recently, though. But, like, he is a dancer.
Yeah, he can dance.
Like, yeah, like, before the show, like, he was, like, a semi-professional, like, dancer. Like, that was his career. Oh. Yeah,
before probably like a backup acting. Dancer for Janet Jackson or some shit. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I'm gonna lie. I think that's what he was.
Yeah, and then like he that. Auditioned for, you know, and he got Carlton or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how Will Smith knew him through the music industry.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
That's it. Alfonso mm-hmm. Ribeiro. It was something weird. I'm like, see, you don't even know his name.
Yeah, he's Carlton.
Yeah, you just call him Carlton at that point.
Carlton like, Banks.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of like Dustin Diamond is Screech.
Yeah.
Well, that's I don't know. I like their asshole. Intro to that, so I always remember the names because they showed them like with the people.
I love
like Lark Voorhees, Neighbor Thiessen.
Google gave me a whole bunch of things like people also search for, and like it's Ashley Banks, Philip Banks, Vivian Banks, Hillary Banks, Steve Urkel. Steve Urkel, close enough to Carlton.
His name's what Jamel White, I think.
Jaleel
White. That's it. Yeah.
He played Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
Yeah.
That's an obscure fact.
In the cartoons.
Yeah, and no
and he was obsessed with chili dogs.
And Will and
Sonic
and Uncle Sonic Phil.
Was, yeah.
Uncle like, Phil was the voice of Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
No fucking way. Yeah. Today's awesome.
That's a Shredder. David that was Uncle
Trash
Phil.
Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason I started eating chili dogs is because of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. How many seasons was that? It was only like three.
Three,
right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one where he ran so fast he set time back. Like, he ran around the Earth to, like, go back in time.
Like Superman? Like,
yeah. Just completely lifted. Yeah.
What a hack. Nobody's calling him on this shit.
I didn't know Sonic that had a cartoon. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, right. Chris O'Reilly like probably... Yeah.
There was a big balloon.
What is, what is the point of the Flash if Superman also has that power?
I mean, why?
Well, that they're not in the same universe, are they?
Of the Avengers.
Yeah, but they're not in the same universe.
Hawkeye?
Though.
Yeah, no, not even Hawkeye. Like Spider, like
Nick
all the
Fury.
People, yeah, like you need Thor, Hulk, and like Doctor Strange. Everybody else is worthless.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like Iron Man, totally don't need Iron Man. Just call the military. Like all he is one little fighter jet. Like they got a whole. Not once do they call the military in the Avengers. Like they have all those like destroyers and like cruise ships. And
there's no way you could blow up. You know. Wedding parties with Iron Man. Like you need actual drones.
Right. There's a face to Iron Man. You can blame him. The drones. It's just, I don't got it.
Yeah, and just his suit is
some
powerful,
guy in an
right?
office space in Vegas.
I don't really know much about
it. We need to bomb the Somali airport. Yeah, yeah, but what about the orphanage next door? Can we take that out too? Yeah, go.
It's a prime target.
They're running something through that.
Those kids are going to grow up
yeah,
to be terrorists.
Yeah, kids, Matt. They're running kids through it. It's an orphanage.
They're going to grow up to be terrorists.
Yeah. Aw. You got to nip it in the bud. Yeah. So horrible.
There'll never be terrorists if we kill children.
Then they can't turn into terrorists. Yeah, cause and effect. Yeah. Their cousins, you know, they'll be cool with it.
Yeah, what was
they
it?
Totally won't work with rent.
Kill it before it grows or whatever. That
yeah, that's the thing. You'd have to do bomb like Russia rally? Where you just...
The Virginia State motto.
Kill it before it grows.
Come on, no. Virginia State motto is Virginia's for lovers. And that is true fact.
Lovers of murder?
No. Virginia's for lovers cousins. Of trash.
The lovers of cousins?
That's West Virginia.
Okay, excuse me. I didn't know about
we
this.
We don't have Imbret. No, in West Virginia, there really is.
Oh, okay. So West Virginia is the more like backwoods country.
Oh,
Virginia.
Yeah,
I've
for
never
sure.
been up that way.
Yeah, it's mountainous too. Like you can marry. I've been there once, and I went to a town, one street light.
The man with three ears hears
and
all.
No, there was three guys out front of the one convenience store when this one stoplight town. Three guys on a bench, wearing overalls, whittling wood. I swear to God, I was like, this whistling. Is like out of a fucking movie. I was like, Imbreds from like Son-in-Law that popped in them. I didn't say it to them, but I was just like, they all had beards. It
yeah, you don't
want to
hear that banjo music start playing.
You
yeah.
got a pretty mouth, boy. Rat.
Didn't want to see the boot knife come out.
Dude, it was scary. Oh, man. And I was with my buddy who was kind of dark, so I was like, man, I hope they don't think like he's like not white.
Yeah, they see.
So I got nervous.
Yeah, they just see you just start licking their lips.
Yeah, and in that store, they had moonshine in jars for sale on. You can just buy moonshine.
It had to have been in mason jars, too.
Oh, yeah. And it was like, it wasn't even there. It's like there's some local guy that makes it. He just sells it in the store, and then he gets like a cut of it.
What is it about mason jars that people just love? They're like, oh, but it comes in a mason jar.
Well, yeah.
It's so eclectic.
Ball jars.
It's just one more thing hipsters ruin. They're like, oh, I'll just pickle this. I'll pickle that.
Yeah.
Ooh, okra.
No, that's why I was like, dude, there's like fucking moonshine in here. It was crazy. Ever, yeah. There's like no rules in West Virginia. You do whatever yeah, like, you fuck your sister. It doesn't matter.
From like somebody's uncle. Chocolate? It's like the only way I've ever seen moonshine is somebody's uncle has it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know where the uncles get it, but just uncles. They make they just it, sweat dude. Moonshine.
Yeah, yeah. They make it. And then the store sold it. And that was crazy.
Yeah, the uncles who don't even have irises anymore, it's just like straight white Raiden eyes. Like from all the moonshine.
Just chronicles of Riddick eyes. Just drinking
stuff. Yep. I think it was Clarksville, West Virginia. Virginia. Go there if you want to see some crazy
shit. Yeah,
show.
He ain't been right since the quote-unquote procedure.
Got touched in the eyes by the lower.
That's what that movie Wrong Turn is.
Yeah, like,
filmed.
Wasn't that called glaucoma?
West Virginia.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never seen the whole movie.
Yeah, they make a wrong turn and they go down these backwoods and it's all these inbreds like fucking with them.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like a Cheaper to the Hills Have Eyes.
His eyes look so milky. Great. Cats like him.
Yeah. I get it. So I could see the galaxy in there.
So my ex's family is from West Virginia.
What part?
I don't know. I never got that specific.
I've only been to Clarksville.
I didn't
Clarksburg
think there was a part
Clarksville.
Of West Virginia.
Yeah,
I thought it was
is.
Just all West Virginia.
But it was funny because her great aunt and her grandmother were like from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Like they grew up there second or third generation. And the thing they did that just drove me fucking nuts was every dog was a boy and every cat was a girl. Like every single one.
Wait, like the way children think animals work?
Yeah. Like, come here, boy. And then if it's a cat, it's like, oh, look at her. She's cute.
Yeah. And it was fun because all the dogs but one were male. Like, we'd had six dogs and five of them were girls. It's like, Bella, come here, boy. Come here, Bella.
Dude, they would not make it in a piece of culture. How dare you assume they're.
Come here, Piper,
gender,
boy.
Or gender.
Piper, boy. I think they just like calling stuff boy.
Yeah, the dogs are probably the least concerns. What his relatives are calling boy.
No, yeah, that makes sense, just because I don't know. I'm from Virginia Beach, by the way, which is like the farthest east you can get away from West
Virginia.
You're
almost out.
So. Yeah.
So close.
You probably just should have walked into the ocean. That probably would have helped.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Just never come back.
It wasn't mean at all.
I would when a jellyfish stung me. Oh, no, wait, I peed on myself when a jellyfish stung me.
Wait, you peed on yourself preemptively?
No, it doesn't work like that. I don't think it works like that.
I gotta piss myself first. I gotta repel him.
I get to the beach covered in piss.
Just dumping barrels of it on me. Or buckets, not barrels. Come on.
Barrels? We're gonna get a barrel of piss.
That's a lot of urine.
Go to a water park. Just get the wave pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go to like, we had Ocean Breeze, it was called.
There's no jellyfish in Ocean Breeze.
So you guys
piss mountain.
If you go to the Lazy River where all the kids hang out, it's just all
yelled at Piss Mountain.
David just hangs out in the bathroom and just like sticks his leg up from the urinal.
Piss Mountain. We had Piss River, it flows through the middle of Mount Trashmore, goddammit.
Right. Straight.
Piss River Sticks.
The Piss River Sticks.
You can fish in there, but you only catch weird fish. Like they're like hybrids.
Fish that are kind of into it.
Why is this one wearing leather? This comes
out. Fish is like, call me a bitch.
They're pickled alive.
They'll slap me in the face.
Can't breathe. How do you? He got to unzip his mouth.
You gotta take the ball gag out.
Yeah. That's the funniest shit ever.
The Regal Virginia Gimp. The Gimp Fish.
That's only catch and release there. You cannot eat that. You gotta go to the Atlantic Ocean if you want to eat some fish. You catch.
No catch, all release.
So silly. Once again, we're all sober. We're high on coffee. Yes. And sobe. Or sobe.
What do you call it? Sobe?
Isn't there a hyphen over the E?
That ain't sobe. Nah, I see no hyphen.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sob. Or sob.
Sob. You just cry into your pina colada.
No, it would be sobe. Because the E great. Would make it a long O sound.
It never occurred to me to mix that with liquor.
Booze, yeah.
Until just now. I was like, that would taste pretty good.
Make an actual pina colada out of it and ice it.
No.
Why you don't want to add a little? Why?
Put ice in there.
Put the ice in the Sobe?
No, and put it in a blender and then make like a, what is it, a daiquiri? No, what are they called?
Daiquiri.
You can make a daiquiri.
Yeah.
Pina colada.
And then a daiquiri is like the icy alcohol one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Why you
I haven't been a kid for a while.
I don't drink no goddamn daiquiris. Drink a Manhattan like a gentleman.
Dude, I had
give
never...
me a gimlet.
I had a sip of a Manhattan. I was like, this is fucking disgusting. Oh, that's how right, does yeah. anybody like this?
Wait, what's in a Manhattan?
I don't know, but
it's
it was
red.
Disgusting.
Wasn't it red?
Yeah.
That's all
it was
I
in a martini
know.
Glass, but I don't know. Was that Iberian last week? Yeah. I don't know what's in it either.
I was like, ugh. You'd light my breath on fire after that one. Because like I hate straight liquor. I'm one of those guys.
Only gay liquor for Matt.
Only gay.
It's whiskey, sweet vermouth, and bitters.
Bitters?
That's what makes it taste
bitter.
It's just... Yeah,
instead bitter. Of a sour.
It's probably, not something I want to add in a drink.
Yeah, it just makes yeah. it taste. Well, whiskey's not like a sweet thing. It's not like rum.
Well, that's what the vermouth comes in. Everyone knows vermouth is so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Is
not
it?
Fucking disgusting.
I have no idea with vermouth.
Well, the name like vermouth, he's got to be a little sweet. A little light in the loafers.
Vermouth,
you know what I mean?
Is terrible.
I don't know what it is, but...
I remember it's...
Wait, is it like a, is like Amaretto or something?
No. Vermouth is just like a very, very dry liquor.
Oh. Ooh.
Super dry.
What does dry mean?
What do you mean, what does dry mean?
Like what does dry mean when like, you're talking about liquor?
It's like a texture. And like it tastes dry.
Yeah, I also have no idea what you meant by that, but I just kind of nodded. I was like, yeah, dry liquids. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Like, yeah, well, you've had white wine, right?
Huh?
You've had white wine,
yeah.
Right? Like Zinfandels?
Sure.
Well... Yeah, Zinfandels are like a dry.
Okay.
So if you had Zinfandels, you know.
I guess I've never thought to myself like this liquid tastes dry.
Well, no, that's just
like,
how
it
was
just
described.
Feels like an oxymoron.
Yeah, just how it's described.
Not like.
Are there wet liquors on the other end? It's like, ooh, this
yeah,
is
like
slippery.
Reds are typically not dry. They're like fruity and.
So do
juicy
people say like after they do the wine?
They don't
tasting,
say not dry.
Around,
it's
sniffing. It's like, ooh, this is wet.
Robust is like, that would be it? No.
Robust is one of them.
Robust
yeah.
is something they use. Like
that's the opposite.
Like a Merlot, it's very heavy.
Or they'll say it's light.
Yeah, light or heavy.
Yeah,
I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
People go too much in depth of the
taste. Oh, yeah, and the wine, like, yeah. Merlot goes, I think, white wine. Or well, red wines go with steak or meat.
Yeah, well, there's that whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it helps with the palate. Like, it's crazy how people get into it.
I can't imagine judging someone over their wine pairing choice. Like,
yeah, you
just...
know what's better than the most expensive wine in the world is, like, an okay
weed?
Grape juice.
Oh.
Yeah. Just do shots
or
of
like
vodka.
Or, like, a sparkling Welch's
grape
juice.
So much better than any wine I've
so
ever had.
So much better
had.
Than champagne.
I was yeah. just going to say weed.
Personal preference, but...
One of the it's one like, of the most
that's how you cleanse
things.
Your palate. You just do a couple bowl
AMC
rips.
AMC had this thing where they will pair wine with the movies that they are showing. So that like there's like Strangers on a Train or something like that, and they're like, this pairs with this like 2010
Pinot.
Merlot or something like
Pinot.
That. So it's like as you're
see,
going through it, they're like, oh well, this bottle would be good with this scene. And
see
like,
now why would someone shoot up Dark Knight Rises when there's that theater?
Like, yeah,
like just what would be lost?
It was like a play at home type of thing. They're like, well, we have these wine pairings for
play
while
along
you watch.
At home.
Yeah, that's just them yeah. making shit up again. Just like, oh no, this is too dry to watch Kangaroo Jack. We need a more robust flavor. For,
yeah, that's exactly
for Kangaroo
what it was.
Jack.
I was like, this is fucking mean? Insane. This is not the craziest thing. This is the most. This is the craziest alcoholic thing that they're getting away
it's
with.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, there
what
was. It
channel?
Was like an AMC. It wasn't like a. It was like this
like a movie
night type
oh,
thing. Where
I thought this was at a theater and
they
were selling like
well, I'm
$40
sure they do
glasses
that too.
Of wine.
Was
well,
Dave
no
from MTV doing it? The VJ guy?
No, it was Kennedy.
Okay. No, because that guy does like FX movies and shit.
It was Matt Pinfield.
What's his name? No, not Matt Pinfield. That's Headbanger's Ball.
Kennedy was like, listen up, you snowflakes. Let me tell you. It's like, weren't you a VJ?
Well, if that's not a thing, we could probably make a mint on doing that. Just showing, like, indie movies and pairing it with rosés and shit.
I'll do that at Iberian and fucking kill.
Oh, they would love that.
Oh, yeah. Great. Thirsty Thursdays. Yeah. Boom.
All right,
just
fellas,
show
we
the
did
room,
it.
Have moonshine.
This goes great. This goes great with Fargo. It pairs great. Mason jars. Manhattans would be like Sex in the City movie.
Mm-hmm. Authentic European absinthe.
Yeah, right. Euro trip.
PBR is great with Sling Blade.
You're going to want to drink this while we watch mustard. While we watch Requiem for a Dream.
And then give me some French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm. I reckon I'm going to go down.
I was just thinking that, like, we're doing those impressions, but, like, when that came out, David, that had to have just been on, like, every single comedy scene was just every comic's take on Sling Blade.
Oh, for sure. Like,
now Burn. Sling, he's ordering a pizza. Everyone get pepperoni pizza. whatever it is.
The perfect drink pairing for, you know, Straight Outta Compton, GTN.
Jesus. Yeah.
No, that's a Colt 45. Malt liquor.
Jesus
Christ. A little racist.
That's what they drank in the movie. Why wouldn't you drink that? Oh, I had like 40s of OE. Are you kidding me? Like, that pairs perfect with Straight Outta Compton.
It's liquor.
Or like Boys in the Hood. Any of those hood movies. Menace to Society.
Keep digging.
I'm not digging anything. This is like factual. Can you imagine drinking like a glass of Merlot watching Boys in the Hood?
Yeah,
you see,
I can.
So fucking pretentious.
Classy.
Mad
I would
Merlot
beat you
everywhere.
Up for doing that. And I'm white. All right. If I saw that shit in a movie theater. Get the fuck out of here. Now, if you're doing some cognac, all right. We can slide with some cognac. But.
You'll make Matt spill it on his dickie. He'll be so mad.
Yeah.
My dickies? Is that what you said?
No, your dickie.
Oh, my
your dickie. Fucking all over your charcuterie board and everything. Fancy fuck.
Yeah, I'd laugh so hard my monocle.
His charcuterie board.
It's just a board of meat and cheeses.
I know.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a board of like meat and cheeses, charcuterie board.
Nobody knows this fancy cuisine like you. It's like,
I laughed so hard my monocle fell out.
What was they were doing? The Clams Casino?
Oh, Clams Casino roast joke, all right? You know what Clams Casino is?
I've never heard of it.
God damn it! Jared, you're my saving grace. You're like one of the smarter kids I know.
All right, I'm sorry.
Clams Casino is just like clams.
Breaded clams.
Breaded clams baked. So I did a roast joke against Rachel.
So it's not a casino.
I said her pussy is
so
meaty.
Yeasty.
No, I said her pussy's so meaty that she doesn't get that when she gets a yeast infection, it's just like an order of clams casino.
She just got an order of clams. That casino thing is fucking confusing.
Well, because it's yeasty and baked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's baked because it's so hot and sweat. Oh,
I
mean,
like,
God.
Baked clams?
It was so, it's a great fucking joke, and it got nothing.
Because they
stared at me.
Fucking
but,
threw everybody off.
Oh, yeah. But
baked
then
clams.
But then I was like, I was like, you're all fucking poor. And then they died laughing. That crushed.
Yeah, that's great.
Because
yeah.
No one knew what casino. Like, oh, this guy's fancy. And then I said they're all poor, so that worked.
I like the Arby's one they do with Rachel. That, like her pussy is so meaty they call I fucked it up. It's so meaty that they call it Arby's or some shit like that because it's got the meats.
Gross.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'll be on the roast battle. Oh no, sorry, we're doing plugs already.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know.
The one that I think my favorite one was that she paints under the artist's surname Georgia O'Keeffe.
I like the one that you did for Silman. That he looks like he has a vape pen that he vapes cum in.
Yeah, it's still with cum. Oh, it was great.
That's my favorite one that I've ever written. I've used that for like four people now. I'm like, that's a classic.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's the thing, you start recycling them. Like, I had written for Shannon and Rachel, so I was like, well, whoever I go up against, I'm probably going to use some of these.
Yeah, right. You just go by the archetypes, just like, oh, this is bashing.
Like Ricky
jokes,
Hicken and Kyle Roos.
Jokes. Yeah, beard
both
jokes.
Short bearded guys, like,
interchangeable.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them, like, and we're doing the roast, there's like seven people on the roast, and I'm like, fuck, I got to write for all you fucks?
Matt was so determined to trump Silman that time.
Oh, yeah, it was. So Silman
was it close until that joke?
No.
No,
he destroyed Silman.
Oh, he did? Oh, God.
And he was like so confident. He's like, Silman, you little bitch. And he
was just oh, yeah, that right there was fucking crushed just looking at him. He's standing there. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I think I started with, like, Silman, you effeminate weirdo.
Out the gate crushing him.
Yeah, well, that's because he beat me
at improv.
Dude, I feel bad because I haven't seen Cameron Mahone since I beat him that one roast battle.
Well, that's
too.
How badly you hurt him.
Dude, he did was fat jokes, and they weren't even, like, original.
Ew.
So I said he looked like Ralphie from A Christmas Story. if you know what he looked like, it was a spot-on fucking impression, or an accurate description.
I think just calling anybody Ralphie from
Christmas Story is funny. Yeah. Just the word name Ralphie.
Yeah.
You ever met an adult named Ralphie? They go by Ralph. I want to meet an adult in overalls named Ralphie.
That wasn't in jail for touching kids?
Or wasn't Ralphie May?
Yeah, but Ralphie May doesn't fit it.
He doesn't fit most things.
Yeah.
Boom.
I don't even think he fit a coffin. I think they cremated him, didn't they? Well, he had money, so he could afford it, but those coffins are expensive.
Above ground swimming pool.
He was just sold. He was sold on cremation because he heard the word cream. Mm.
Mount Trashmore. That's probably.
They spread it as ashes in Piss River.
Piss River.
Go be with your friends. Or I don't know.
Yeah. Be with the gimp fish.
So many people do that, though, at the beach. They'll spread ashes down at the ocean front and shit in the water. Because he liked to surf. He was the man of the beach.
Imagine getting out of the surf. You're like, that was nice. And then having ashes just thrown onto you. Yeah, just like ashes thrown onto you, just stuck.
Oh, and you smell like a salty semen, and now you're like covered in Dave.
Well, cremains aren't like normal ash. Like, no, they're like cat bone. Litter.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was like.
It'd be like the dude in fucking when he spread Steve Buscemi's ashes.
Yeah. Now the wind.
It's like right in the face.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Only like now, imagine that and him being wet.
Oh yeah, covered in salt water.
Yeah.
No, paste. Piss River is fresh water.
Oh, Piss River, okay. Yeah.
They're hydrated. At least it's not yellow.
At least it's sterile.
That's true. Smell. That's how you get rid of a jellyfish thing. Just run, jump in Piss River.
There's so much misconception. Yeah.
That's what you do. You pee on it if you get stung by a jellyfish. It
doesn't work.
It's a misnomer.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it really does.
That was one thing I thought of. I was like, who convinced people to pee on it? Because I was like, I bet it's some microbiologist that took like marine biologist is like, I can get these people to pee on each other. Like, yeah, jellyfish stink, the ammonia nitrates in your
or whatever. Urine.
Well, yeah. Well, it intermixes with the phosphorus bites or whatever.
It spits all these scientific words out and then just says, you just urinate on it.
Just go see your doctor, Josh Santos.
Yeah, I was just
piss on it. You know?
I was just thinking that they should just have a dude on the beach called Jellyman.
You gotta work the gay dog. That's like my favorite fucking bit he does. It's so fucking funny.
Who says that?
Josh Santos. He's like, you have a gay dog. He's talking about like walking a gay dog. He's like, you can't just walk your gay dog. You gotta work the gay dog. I'm doing it no justice. You got to see it live. It's so much better.
And then he just goes, thanks, I'm Josh Santos. Yeah, and he gets off his face.
Closer.
He had the Brita water filter challenge instead of the Tide Pods. That's where you piss in a Brita water filter and then drink it.
Just work.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. I never tried it.
To raise money for feline leukemia or something.
Yeah, to raise money for something. Yeah. Instead of the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah, and you have to record yourself doing it.
Could you do that? Like, if it was your own urine.
Sure.
For feline leukemia, of course.
And you're filtering it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such not an issue. If you're drinking your own filtered urine?
Yeah, but do you think it really works, though?
It's double filtered, actually.
Can you put, like, Kool-Aid powder in it? Like, can you add to it?
Yeah, like a little flavor. A little flavor
for the base.
Give it a splash of Crystal Light.
Yeah. Watching my weight. You can't have no Kool-Aid in there.
Can I have some pink lemonade piss?
I mean, it's got to be better than LaCroix.
Pink lemonade. No, you'd have to do regular lemonade, so that way it kind of keeps the yellow going. And you're like, looks like urine.
You don't want to clash.
Can you imagine, dude, do that? Like, and then bring your friends over? That'd be a funny prank. But you guys want some lemonade? And they're like, oh, this is crisp. Oh, it is. Fresh Davy Wavy.
This is very dry.
Running
water.
Through your fucking lungs right now.
Crisp is piss.
Or lungs, your stomach.
The twist is piss.
The twist is piss.
Burning bits.
Is that what painting with a twist is?
Yeah. That's a Ricky bit.
Yeah,
we burn a lot of people's bits on here.
Yeah.
We haven't done yours
yet,
though.
There's like 8 people. I was like, oh, shit.
And then we tag them in it and say, fuck you. No, we don't do that.
We used to do that, right? Listens. Like, anytime we mentioned another comic in the scene or something
It got
that.
Too hard to keep track of.
Yeah, because there's so many people we mentioned.
You just tag people that, like, aren't mentioned at all because you have to watch your podcast.
Well, that's the thing. It's funny because, like, when he posted, auto shares on my Facebook, and then I'll actually share what he writes, and then Matt will share it. So there's, like, four times it's getting seen in people's feeds. So like we just instead of tagging people, we're like, that's enough.
They'll
like,
see it.
They'll see it numerous times.
And still
to the point hopefully where that pisses them off. Fine, I'll click your goddamn link. Download it, please.
Or they've unfollowed all of us.
And still.
That's probably it.
Still with all the exposure, about 40 to 50 downloads.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah. Fucking slaughterhouse.
We've got an ornate fan base, but they love us.
Ornate?
I don't know. It just sounded like that was a good word to throw in there.
Wait, is perfect. Jorge Gonzalez a Fabergé egg? Why did you call him an ornate?
Yeah, have you seen that beard? It is manicured perfectly.
Little did you know, he's worth $90 billion.
It's full of it's not Cheeto dust, it's rubies.
I think you meant hornate.
Yeah.
Ornate Gonzalez.
I don't know why I said ornate. I don't know. I just threw a fancy word
Hornitos.
In there.
Hornitos. Hornitos. Gonzalez.
God, I was sounding so decent this episode until that fucking line.
Decent.
Yeah. Is that how it's really pronounced? Don't fuck with me, Matt. I'm not the brightest knife in the drawer, you know what I mean?
In the shed.
Yeah, in the shed.
In the deck.
I'm not the sharpest crayon in the shed.
On the top floor.
Yeah. There you go. That's why I burned my trash.
A whole mountain's worth.
God, yeah. I remember there was like refrigerators in the thing when I went there. Like all kinds of shit. So I went with my dad and you drove your truck up. And we were like getting rid of dirt. I don't remember what it was. And we just took a tree out. We're just like throwing
trees.
Where
did the dirt come from?
Yeah, was there a call to
dug up a yard. I think we dug up a tree or something. And we hacked it up with like a chainsaw.
Wait,
so
don't you just put the dirt back in the hole?
No.
No, there's a body. There's
you don't
a body
replace,
mixed in.
Yeah. You don't replace your divots in Virginia.
Yeah. It's a dusty divot. Fortnite.
Yep. It just becomes your fishing hole.
Bathtub.
That's piss jacuzzi.
Where you see a hole, I see a fucking pool we just got here.
Yeah.
Imagination there.
It's like a kiddie pool.
Yep.
Water's too expensive. Fill that shit up with PBR.
No. No, we just throw all our dead kitties in it. It's a kiddie pool.
I get it.
Dead kitties.
Dead kitties.
Yeah, some wet pussies.
Yeah. They're still silhouette.
What?
That the pussy also means cat in stand-up comedy. It's like,
no,
we get it. We know. Oh, I hate the fucking the pussy misdirection. It drives me insane.
Oh, really?
Anytime someone's talking about it, get off. Oh,
it's where the hats came from.
What?
It's where the hats came from.
Where the hats?
The pussy hats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Just, ugh.
Because it's just a cat hat. It's not like they're wearing pussies on their head.
I thought they were wearing pussies on their
no.
head. That's I feel like I've seen too. Pictures no, of with vaginas little on little cap. I've
no,
seen
they
vagina
have
hats.
I've seen people wearing vaginas
there are
right?
vagina hats.
Yeah.
But those are the people that take it literal. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're like,
they
no, this
the,
is supposed to be cute and playful thing.
They're like, look at my pussy.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Those are the ones that you wouldn't want to look at either one.
I'm like, it looks infected and angry. Take it off.
Why is it snarling? No, yeah. But what about, I don't know, like when, like, I don't know, when you're describing someone, you call them a cool cat.
Cool cat. I'm good with
yeah.
cool cat.
Daddy-o. Like bringing it back to like cool jazz cat. Days
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. Zips
yeah,
up.
Yeah, daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
So he was a cool cat. You dig?
Gipper dig.
You dig? I forgot. I was going to say cool breeze, but I meant to say you
nice.
Dig.
Nice.
So yeah. Drink of water.
Yeah. Cool breeze. I'm going to bring it down with a slow sound.
You okay?
He's got the symptom of the stroke. He starts talking to jive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that was a symptom. He's like, oh no, he's scatting.
He's from the scatting
oh my god, get the defibrillators.
Squip, women and pop pop.
Oh no, he's stroking. You think that's what happened the first time someone scattered? They thought he was having a stroke on the mic. What the fuck is Billy doing? Just give it a bit.
Everybody's like,
I don't know, they're digging it, dude. Just let him keep going.
They were
speaking of that, did you see the comedian that died on stage? Like he had a heart attack and they thought it was a bit, and then like he just like dropped to the ground and it was killing. Like,
he got a standing ovation like, oh, for 20 minutes and he's dying.
Yeah, that's legit what happened. Like he started like shaking on the ground. I was like, oh man, he's really fucking going at it. And then they were like, oh fuck, he stopped moving and then he just died.
What a way to go, right?
No fucking
yeah,
way.
He got laughs. He got laughs on the way out.
That's how you do
he
it.
He wasn't bombing.
He killed when he died.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Jesus Christ.
It's an oxymoron. Usually when you're dying up there, you're not killing. Mm-mm. He did both.
Living the dream. Went out on top of an open mic. I assume it's an open mic.
I think it was a show. I'm pretty sure it's in Vegas. It was like some old dude. It was like a Vegas like lounge act.
That'd be so
he did
bad.
One last bump and was like, this is it.
That'd be so bad to die at an open mic. I just like roll you off the stage and the next guy's like, so I was raping this chick. Because like that's open mic.
Yeah.
What about these pussy hats?
What about the guy on the ground? He's fine. Hey, come on. You don't have to worry about him being on the list next week, so hey, another open spot.
Looks like a spot opened up.
Next comic steps over him. Are you going to put me up next?
Wait, can I do 20 now? Is that how this works?
Who's drinking? So anyway, who likes anal?
He saw the light. He saw the light.
That meant he had a minute left.
God.
On this earth.
Let's end on that horrible fucking debauchery.
Debauchery?
That's not right, is it?
Debacle.
There it is.
Or yeah. Debauchery.
Debauchery. That's the one I was going for.
It's still not right.
It's clam.
No.
Clams casino debacle.
God damn it.
You said you wanted to end?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. We can't. You know, keep going. What time is it?
A Seinfeld thing to play us out? Can you hear them? AIDS.
All right. Went through a big cloud of AIDS.
Burning them.
Boom, finally burned one again. Jared's bits.
All right. You guys got any plugs?
We have the show on the 31st at Muddy
Water.
Yeah.
Killing it. Cava Place. It's going to be for mental illness.
Yeah. Suicide awareness, right?
So basically just giving me the money.
Perfect.
Yeah. You got anything, DW?
No. I'm not gonna know. Roast next month, but we'll have plenty of time to talk about that, so. No, you can come out. Oh, wait, no. This will come out Wednesday. So come out tomorrow night to Tampa Improv to see the Tampa News Force show.
I'll
plug that for them because we got a lot of friends on there.
Yeah, Jorge Gonzalez.
That's right, Jorge, our avid listener. One of our mini listener.
Oh, Rafiq asked us to plug his the Coast to Coast Comedy. June
well, that's 10th. All the time we have.
Him, Sloan, and Jeff Luis. Boom. Yeah. What's Rafiq's first time?
I'm featuring. Doing a guest set on that show, by the way.
Are you?
No, I'm trying to talk my way into one. On this.
There you go.
What's the point of having a podcast if you can't use it to your advantage of talking yourself onto a fucking show?
I think Rafiq's going to have John Whitmer out. I'm pretty sure.
He's going to close it out.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
Brazilian butt face.
Ew.
All right. Do you have any plugs, Jerem?
Nah. Going to Atlanta next week. I could plug Dave Attell's weekend at the Laugh Line. I'm going to go. Is it Laugh Style?
You opening for him?
Punchline. No, punchline. I'm just going to. Punchline. The Atlanta Punchline.
It's a new one, too. It's not even the old one, but.
Okay, yeah, I've never been up there. No, I am not. I'm just going to go see him, and then I'm going to hang out for like a week and do like mics and shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some guys I know in Atlanta that probably get you a hold of.
Yeah, you met Steph, JJ's friend, right?
That dude's
awesome. Hooked you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That dude is awesome.
Is he good?
He's hilarious.
He was at improv. I didn't get to go up, though.
Didn't
I felt
go up.
Bad.
I didn't see him.
He was at Cafe Hey. He did great.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they said they did go to Cafe Hey. Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah. Steph. What was his last name?
Steph Darnell.
Darnell.
Steph Darnell. Plug Steph Darnell.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah. He is funny dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for us.
Thanks, fellas.
Adios.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Lady fellas. Yeah. Who am I kidding? No women listen.
Tits!